kid and stay healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, the bye week's coming at a good time for him. Obviously, get him back going. You know, and have some time to recoup from last week, and I think he'll be all right when we get going.
Are you guys concerned it may take a while for Jalen?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. I haven't gotten the full report on exactly what it is, but you know, we'll see how that goes when we come off the bye.
Do you leave Fuller alone on the drops? Is there anything you could do? I mean, it was an issue in college, and he makes the great drops the easy.
Yeah, well, I think the biggest thing with drops, you know, in my opinion, I've always talked about there's always a reason for drops. You know, and I don't think you can just say, hey, you know, catch the ball. There's more to it than that. It's either about, you know, your eyes, you know, your eye focus, or it's hand placement, where you catch the ball. And, you know, it's stuff you learn early on day one as a receiver, but it needs to be addressed and talked about all the time. It needs to be practiced, and that's what you do. That's how you try to address the situation.
Do you see him, Sean, getting frustrated, not just with that, but he started so fast, now he's kind of tailed off?
No, I don't think frustrated. I think these seasons are they're long, and the process of becoming an NFL receiver, there's a lot to it, and I think if you understand that and you just keep progressing and get better every day, I think it keeps you away from being frustrated. You know, and I've tried to preach that to him, and he's a coachable guy, so I think you know, in that way, he's doing all right.
You've had so many injuries with your receivers other than Hopkins that make you appreciate Hopkins' durability even more.
Yeah, he's a tough guy. I mean, he's there, you know, every practice, not just every game, every practice, you know, and that's impressive about that guy, you know, and so he is a tough, durable player.
Sean, what have you seen week to week, the different things defense is doing to try to take DeAndre away, deny him the ball, keep him from being a factor?
Yeah, you know, we see a lot of split safeties, you know, that type of thing, a lot of man technique underneath by the corners with the safety over the top, you know, and which is what we plan for, and that's why you'll see us move him around some, and you know, that's how we combat that, to try to, you know, to try to put him in a position where it's not always happening to him. But that's usually the deal, and that's the way it is with most great ones, you know, across the league, what teams will do to get after him.
He's moving him around the key thing, and try to help him get some separation, or get away from that kind of coverage. Or are there any other things you can do typically that you can share?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, moving him around is one way of certainly getting it done. And then, you know, some of the routes that you put him on, and then some of the things are specific to whatever coverage we may see that, you know, we think they're using to double him or take him out of the game. So, you know, there's more than just moving him. It's about your, you know, the patterns and the routes you put him on as well, attacking certain defenses. So, but I can't give you all the secrets.
How tough is it for Ghost to have so much inexperience at your position?
You know, I don't know. I don't spend a lot of time.
Do you have to teach more?
Yeah, you know, but that's what they pay me for. You know, I mean, I kind of enjoy it, to be honest with you. I mean, you get in there and you get these young guys, and you're, you know, there's some bumps in the road, but you just try to keep progressing with them and keep teaching them, and you know, that's the challenge of it, and that's the fun of it. You know, if I didn't appreciate that, I think I'd be doing the wrong deal. So, you know, I kind of like it.
Now that Braxton's healthy, can you give us an update on where he is, what you expect from him over the second half?
Yeah, I think my big thing for Braxton and going in the second half, and it started really, you know, I was really preaching it to him last week, we need him to play faster. Just play fast, and even if you're not sure, cut it loose, let's go. That's what we saw on tape from him. You know, he's an athletic guy. He's got great change of direction, all those skills. So we just need to see it. So we need him to process things a little bit quicker, which is coming with experience and practice and all that, and play fast.
Do you feel you have to do more teaching with him since he hasn't played receiver that long?
You know, I think he's a, you know, certainly that plays into it, but at the end of the day, he's a rookie, so I don't think more than any other rookie needs, you know, in terms of teaching them coverage and things like that. But, you know, the thing about Braxton is, like all the young guys in the room, they really want to get better. And when you have that, you really, you know, that's all you can ask for. So they want to spend the extra time. They want to improve. So that's the battle, and those guys have it. So I'm encouraged by that.
Sean, when you see a guy like DeAndre make that play near the goal line, that one-handed catch, what do you think when you see stuff like that?
I think that's awesome. You know, I don't have a better answer than that. That's good stuff. You know what I mean? But, you know, he's that type of guy. Like, that's what you look for from those great players. You know, they step up and make the plays that are above the X's and O's. And that's what we count on from guys like that. You know, and I think he knows that and he accepts that. I think he relishes that role, to be honest with you. So it doesn't surprise me when he makes great plays like that, but I do appreciate it for sure. But that's what we need from him.